Mark Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Yeah, so here we go. We got this guy, Thomas, subject line, new 1080 girls. And he says, that Grace looks like she could really show me who's boss.
Yeah.
It's the skull and crossbones tattoo, I think, that really lets you know who's going to be in charge of.
The pink skull and crossbones.
See that? You can't see it because it's a black and white picture, but that really is... I mean, that's really the that's the final bit of panache right there. Is it? It's like the full-on Jolly Roger, but it's like this happy pink color.
Yeah. All right.
It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Yes, you can go to rickemerson.com. As of now, you can see pictures of, let's see, 1080 girls Sam, Jessica, Grace, and Glory. Those are all up. And we've got new ones coming, and I think we may have somebody else coming in later this week. This guy's blurry girlfriend may be in later. So, all right. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Coming up this hour, we got How Chicks Think with Jolie from the front desk. I will tell you, where's the question? I sound like Larry King. What's the question? I have it right here. I will say that today's Jolie question is a little bit different. And it's actually different enough that I sort of gave Sarah and Jolie a kind of heads up about this question. Because I got this last week. We got today's Jolie question a few days ago, and I pondered for a long time about whether even to do it. Because it's not a bad question. It's just a little darker than... It's of a darker shade, I think, than most of our How Chicks Think questions. Anyway, so we'll get to that later this hour. The brand new Tim Riley feature song Gene Simmons Took My Girl From Me. We're gonna be playing the completed version of that later this hour. And later on in the show, today's top five Tom Petty songs of all time in honor of that guy's 50th birthday. Today, here's Tim Riley. He's in the KOTK newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley, live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
As the nation's obesity rate rises, makers of stretchers are beefing up their products for beefier people. Manufacturers are adding thicker aluminum frames, bulkier connectors, and extra supports. Newer stretchers have the capacity of 650 pounds instead of the standard 350 to 500 pounds. The president of the American Obesity Association, yes, there is such a thing, says patients could fall off a smaller stretcher and ambulance workers could be endangered if the stretcher collapsed. One manufacturer, Furno Washington, says sales of reinforced stretchers has almost doubled those of previous models.
See, it's like you ever see those, remember those lawn chairs? Growing up, there were several different types of lawn chairs. And then there was the kind that was sort of molded plastic. And then there was the kind that was, it was the sort of recliner type with the cushiony parts and the big, strong
little things that went, the little ratchet back and forth. You know what I'm talking about?
There was the kind of lawn furniture we always had, which is that like really light, shoddy aluminum metal tubing with the webbing over it. You know what I'm talking about? Like the webbing that was all chafy. Like, I'll scrape the back of your legs and whatnot. Yeah. And it's like, I remember this, our next door neighbor was this guy named Jim, who was just a house of a man. I mean, he was just, he was like Haystacks Calhoun, just coming over to your house, just a roar. He was like Tor Johnson coming to dinner. And so he would come over and he would sit down in the lawn chair, and it's like you could just hear the chair screaming under the, you know what I mean? You could just hear his shoes shrieking with every step. You know, every time he'd try to walk, he'd hear his insoles just pleading for their lives. And he would sit down in the, lawn chair, and it would just sort of bow a little. You know what I mean? Like, it would just sort of, like, the metal tubing would just start to just bow just, and you knew that it was a matter of time. You knew that he was just playing, cellulite roulette there, where he was gonna sit down at some point, and the chair was just gonna, just collapse, collapse like some warm butter. It's just a bad scene. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
Well, magician David Blaine is out of his box after hanging over the Thames in London for 44 days. He was overcome with emotion as he stepped out of the cube.
One of the most important experiences in my life.
That was the end.
Well, okay.
His London doctor is feeding him intravenously temporarily.
He has been starving, and he sits down and eats a hamburger and chips. That could actually kill him.
We don't want that to happen, now, do we? What else do we have here? Chimpanzee back with his owners after causing all kinds of traffic problems last night in Stamford, Connecticut. The 170-pound chimp. How could that be? That would be a gorilla, wouldn't it? 170 pounds?
I think at a certain point, yeah, you're not so much a chimp as you are just a really dumb person.
It's a 170-pound chimp named Travis caused the shutdown of Tressor Boulevard for 2 hours.
You're just some guy from Texas at that point.
He was playing in the street and refused to get into police cars while wearing only a diaper.
But he refused. He's a chimpanzee. What do you want? What is it? No. Stop. Get into the car now.
He shook his head no apparently each time.
Do some simple arithmetic. Do it now. He's a chimpanzee. What do you expect him to do?
By the way, it's illegal to keep a chimp in the city, says Officer Tilford Cobb, but the owners will not face any charges.
They were grandfathered in. Regulations were passed stating that chimpanzees...
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
But they had their chimp for several years, so they were grandfathered in.
Yeah, okay.
Officer Cobb says most people are under the perception that chimps are harmless.
Any animal can be potentially dangerous to anyone if it's not under control. But no, I would have to say, no, they are not considered like a dog or having a cat.
All right.
Little chimp safety tip for us all.
The chimp knowledge to grow on there.
There is. Well, let's see what else we have here. Oh, listen to this. In 1990, her guest appearance on the series finale of Newhart made one of the highest rated TV episodes of all time. And now, ABC... looks like erroneously hopes that Suzanne Pleshette will do the same thing for 8 Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter.
Still alive?
Why do they think this?
How? Because they're
she's like 70 or 80.
Because they're idiots.
Suzanne Pleshette is going to be on.
that'll get that a teenage demographic in there.
She'll get pregnant again.
Nothing attracts a young audience like a wrinkled, leathery looking woman looks like a pair of beef. She looks like a pair of beef jerky sticks in heels. Suzanne, I mean, don't get me wrong. I found Suzanne Pleshette really hot.
In her younger days.
Yeah, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
I had no idea she was still alive.
Well, she's going to play opposite fellow old TV vet James Garner.
Oh, God.
To try to retool the show and boost its ratings in the wake of the star John Ritter.
Or another episode of Scary Old People Having Bumpy Sex. Okay, great. That's exactly what we want. We want to think about James Garner and Suzanne Pleshette, bumping uglies there. That's exactly what we want. That's an image we all want to ponder. She looks like, she looks like a braised turkey, I mean, it's just, she looks like she's been basted with coffee grounds and then roasted at like 500 degrees for a few years.
Why don't we bring back Betty White?
Sir,
I'm a B. Arthur.
Estelle Getty's not doing anything. He's just rolled her old bones in there. Jesus. Okay. 8 simple rules for being canceled.
A chicken collapsed from stage fright during a rehearsal for a play. The St. James player said the hen fainted during a dress rehearsal of Johnny Belinda. He said the chicken had a piece of string tied to its leg to stop it from straying. The fowl passed out just inside the set, which meant every actor had to step over it getting on stage. Rather than walk on stage and collect the traumatized chicken, the crew removed it by dragging it slowly off stage with a string. The ill-fated chicken was an attempt at obtaining the authentic sound of hens for the opening scene of the play, which is set in a poor Canadian farming community.
I don't know
who
ever
thought the chicken would faint from stage fright.
And can I just tell you, I really don't know why certain things just strike us as so damn funny. Uh-huh. I mean, we sit here and we read these bizarre stories all day long about men sticking their penises into carburetors or whatnot. But then you get a story like Mitchell Bickford or something, and it just takes on a life of its own. But it's the idea of the chicken fainting, and then they're trying to act while in the background there's,
chicken fainted.
As they're dragging the chicken off stage with a piece of string, hoping no one...
The beak is scratching the floor.
Just the idea of some dude standing on stage going, alas, I knew him, Horatio. Meanwhile, there's a chicken being dragged across the stage behind them. I mean, that is funny. That is as funny gets, all right?
The show must go on.
Hoping the audience won't notice that there's a chicken inexplicably traveling the whole length of the stage in a big pile behind the actors. Oh, God, man. I mean, there's just no accounting for what's funny.
There isn't.
Steve Allen notwithstanding, you cannot always tell when something's amusing, but I'll be goddamned if that isn't the funniest thing I've heard all day. All right.
Well, let's try to regroup here and go on to a penis watch.
Excellent. Here's your penis watch.
My enormous penis.
And the trouble had to end on a while.
I take a look at my enormous penis.
And everything is going my way.
Well, a Tasmanian man has cut off his genitals in an attempt to win sympathy from creditors after squandering his money on prostitutes and alcohol. The 22-year-old reached the decision after realizing he could not pay back millions of shillings lent to him by friends and relatives with the intention he would invest it into a business venture. The Guardian newspaper said the man's condition was improving after he received treatment at a local hospital in the East African country of Manyara.
What, so this is like a gesture of... Is this like when you cut up your credit cards?
Yeah.
As a gesture of good faith?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
And instead of that, it's just...
African stock. The report said it was the second such incident in the area in 2 months. Another man slashed off his genitals, apparently settling a 300-shilling debt.
There's your penis watch for...
Take a look at my enormous penis.
And my troubles start a-melting away. I take a look at my enormous penis.
Yeah, 300 shillings doesn't seem like a lot of money, really.
Apparently it doesn't. I mean, those girls are practically giving that away. You get that with a free fill-up of gas or something?
Well, let's see what's on TV tonight. The next Joe Millionaire International Affair. A rodeo clown woos women who think he's rich.
Yeah.
Have you heard that story?
That's
before?
Great on a lot of levels. Okay, first of all, Fox can pound it because I'm not going to watch it. Sarah, you going to be watching the new Joe Millionaire?
I think I'm going to watch the first one.
What's it called? Joe Millionaire what?
I think it's the next Joe Millionaire.
An international affair.
Yeah,
the next
that's,
Joe
I'm never going to, you know, because they just horked me so bad on the first one. They screwed us on the first one. I'm not going to be watching it.
Yeah, but this one, they're screwing the French.
Yeah, there's a little bit of satisfaction there, but I'm less about hating the French these days. I hated the French until I really loathed the French until Condoleezza Rice and Dick Cheney started to hate them, and now it's like I feel like they're getting a little bit of a bum rap. So and plus the Joe Millionaire guys, they screwed me last time by having a completely unrealistic and unsatisfying ending. So I'm not, you know what it is? I'm not going to give them what Tony Robbins would call positive affirmations. I am not going to reinforce this idea that we will watch all this dreck shoveled out. And plus, onto the slewest tray in front of it. Plus, I know that Sarah's going to be watching it for both of us. So I don't need to watch it. That's one of those things that Sarah can be watching that. She can give us updates.
And Sarah's going to watch this week one, and she's going to come in tomorrow, you know, talking about, you know, this and that and these characters and this girl and that. You're going to be addicted by week two, and you're not going to miss an episode.
Or
else you'll TiVo it and never, ever watch it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Do you know how far behind I am on my television watching?
No,
I
mean, let's not start this discussion, please.
I'm not going to get into the whole thing. I'm just saying it's a substantial amount. I'm substantially behind in my television watching. I just don't have time to add anything else to my platter. I got too much as it is.
What else is on tonight? Right after that is Skin. Teens fall in love before realizing their parents are at war over the adult entertainment industry.
See, and I got that tonight. That Skin starts tonight. And so I got there's too much to keep track of. So I gotta watch Skin at least tonight because Carlin is all over it. Carlin said it's the thing not to miss. So I gotta at least watch tonight's episode.
Hey, this is a little off the subject, but I looked up 300 shillings, how much that is.
Yeah.
That's $5.
$5?
Yeah.
What's sadder, that you can get yourself into debt with hookers for $5 or that you're in debt with $5, you know? I mean, that's, I didn't speak well of that company's,
that you're
company.
Removing your penis because you're
over
in debt
$5. Yeah.
Well, it happens. Also on tonight, biography Siegfried and Roy, followed by Dragon, the Bruce Lee story.
Siegfried and Roy. Is that like after Siegfried dies and he has to replace him with somebody else? Is that like when Sam and Dave became Sam and Dan?
What else do we have? Little House on the Prairie, Laura and the Widow Snyder scheme to get dates.
Okay, all right.
Apparently there's a big bachelor pool in their little town there.
All right.
The Birthday Club with Emilio Asbestidis and Molly Ringwald. which is right after 16 candles.
It was right into the mud with that one.
Oh, come on, one
that
more
was,
time.
That was, yeah.
Sorry, we only have one take on these things.
Yes, sir. There's no fixing that in post. It was right into the muck with that one right away.
Anthony Hopkins plays Coleman Silk, a professor hiding a deep secret. Hiding a deep secret who is also having an affair with a lonely janitor. Who's Nicole Kidman? They have women janitors, too, in The Human Stain.
Oh, this is where he plays the black guy, right?
Yeah.
Anthony Hopkins plays the black guy who looks white?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anthony talks about the precautions taken for an intimate scene between himself and Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, of course, in those days, everything's a little bit guarded. You have a closed set because you don't people leering from the rooftops and all that. So, in respect to her.
Anthony, tell us about our Puritan attitudes toward breasts and sex.
It's amazing to me that breasts are so... you know, on American television, if you see a newsreel thing of somebody on those shows, they blur them out. You think, what are they doing? What's the matter with people? It's just a chest with a bigger shape. And you think, what's this deal about it? And I think, well, maybe I'm a bit peculiar. But it's so puerile, it's so infantile, this attitude about sex.
All right.
Who has newsreels anymore? Is that like John Cameron Swayze with a Camel News caravan?
Seriously.
I'm watching the newsreel.
I'm going to the picture show this weekend.
March of War. All boys storming across the Axis front.
I don't know what I was talking about there.
I don't either.
Okay. Let's go to the house of Rick. It's Rob. What's up, man?
Hey, Rick, you poor soul. I know you got that TiVo, so you don't get to see any ads.
Life is hard.
Has anybody seen the ad for a show called Average Joe? And it's basically, it's like a Who Wants to be Marry a Millionaire, but they tell this hot chick that they're going to hook her up with a great guy. Well, all the guys are like fat, short, ugly, glasses. It's going to be classic.
But when is this airing and on what channel?
It's on NBC, I believe, and I think it's coming up in a couple weeks.
Average Joe.
I haven't heard anything about this.
What is the deal? They say we're going to give you a good guy, and then all the guys are hideous?
Well, they might be a little wealthy off. I don't know exactly.
Oh, but they're ugly.
But oh my God, yeah, they're totally average.
See, that's what what was the Monica Lewinsky one? Mr. Personality.
Yeah.
That's what that was should have been. The guy should have
except
been.
Except for without the creepy mask.
Yeah, no mask. It's funny. In the preview, they show a bunch of guys in their bathing suits stand next to a pool. Oh my God! It looks like they went into Walmart and grabbed a bunch of guys.
That's great. I mean, that's what they should have done. I'm surprised it took them this long to get that.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys can find something on the NBC website about it coming
up. All right, there you go. All right, that's Rob at the House of Rick. All right, we're going to do this and come back. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. Hey, in just a moment, we're going to return, and what we're going to do is we're going to play the new Tim Riley Factor song in its entirety. It's called Gene Simmons Took My Girl From Me. No, it's the demo version. We're gonna play the we're gonna take a break here. We come back. We're gonna play just some little quick cuts of the various layers of it, and we'll debut the brand new studio version of the new Tim Riley Factor song, Gene Simmons Took My Girl, which by the way we're gonna be performing at the Listener Party, which is a week from this coming Thursday. It's about 10 days away. Next Thursday, October 30th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the New Phoenix Last Frontier Casino in La Center, Washington. Headlining act Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine. We just confirmed today the Low is gonna be performing. We confirmed that today. We're going to be giving away a stand-up arcade video game, the one from my apartment. We're going to be giving that away. Tim Riley Factor going to be performing. The whole cast and crew going to be there. Former producer Christina Carlson's going to be there. Brand new 1080 Girls going to be there. I know I'm leaving stuff out. I know there's stuff that I'm forgetting to mention here. DJ Drama and DJ J-Dog going to be providing music.
Will you say that one more time?
DJ Estevez. And what did Tim say? How did Tim say Emilio Estevez?
Elemano or
Menomina. Yeah.
I have no idea.
DJ J-Jog and DJ Drama are going to be performing there, and I had something else. I had another thing. Anyway, so when we come back from the break, we're going to play you the studio version of the new Tim Riley Factor song. Here's the demo version. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. We'll be back. It's a Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080 KTK.
Tell you a story about a rock and roll show. We had tickets, center, 7th row. All of a sudden, man come down the aisle, took my baby back. backstage with a smile. That's been four long days ago by now. I don't think she's coming back somehow. Gene Simmons took my girl from me, but how upset can a rock fan be? I know that in her shoes I'd do the same. He took my girl, Gene Simmons was his name.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Hey, hey, hi, y'all. Here's Sarah Dillon with traffic.
Are you getting embarrassed?
What's to be over that? You haven't heard my standalone vocal tracks of the new one. That's embarrassing. Yeah. Wait to hear
we're
that.
We're not listening to the piano.
No. We're going to isolate out your solo and play that just by itself, too.
Oh, I'm looking forward to
that. My embarrassment has not even begun. Here's Sarah with the traffic.
Okay. Still seeing no big problems. A little slow as you head out of town heading toward Wilsonville. That's on I-5 southbound. I-5 north seeing no delays heading up to the Interstate Bridge 205. Looking good around Johnson Creek in both directions and seeing no problems out on the Banfield. This report is a service of Ford Quality Check Certified Pre-Owned Vehicles. Get peace of mind to make your next vehicle purchase a Ford Quality Checked Certified Pre-Owned Vehicle. To find the nearest Ford, Lincoln, or Mercury dealer nearest you, visit FordCPO.com. I'm Sarah Dillon. That's your commuter update on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
128, Tim Riley with the news, brought to you by your local State Farm agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. A lovable actor, Ed Asner, plays Santa Claus in the new comedy Elf, about an unusually large helper, Will Ferrell, who was sent to the U.S. in search of his new identity. Ed talks about playing Santa Claus.
Oh, well, I've done it a number of times, so it didn't daunt me. I felt I could do the definitive Santa Claus, even improve on what I'd done before.
Ed, talk about your reasons for doing this project.
I wanted to work with Will. I love John. It was a good script. And above all, you can't forget I'm an actor, and it's a job.
Very good. At least you won't end up on that sitcom that John Ritter used to be on. Elf opens November 7th. Gonna rain today and be breezy, too. Highs about 70. Rain again tonight. Cloudy tomorrow. Tim Riley, KOTK News. Live around the world at KOTK.com. Made possible by Budget Computer, home of the $200 laptop.
You got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. The lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland and 1-800-727-5955. Coming up later this hour, How Chicks Think with Jolie from the front desk. In the third hour, we got the today's top five Tom Petty songs of all time. I guess 50th birthday today. More details on the Rick Emerson listener party coming up. All right. So you just heard going into the break the demo version that we made. I don't know. I made that like a couple months ago of the Gene Simmons Took My Girl Away. It's a song the Tim Riley Factor is going to be performing at the listener party. So over the last, I don't know, a couple weeks, you've heard us sort of building the song track by track. We'll just give you a quick recreation of that, and we'll debut the brand new studio version of it. So if you want to go ahead and just roll these one at a time, Matt. So go ahead and roll GS01 right now. This is guest drummer Michael Chase from Mike and Amy in the Morning on our sister station, KWJJ. So this is just his drum track laid down here in the production studios of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK, over which Kristen from Accounting added her bass line. After which, my ham-handed and utterly talentless acoustic guitar was put on the track here. So jaunty.
It's quite peppy.
Sounds like Herman's Hermit. All right, and then the music was more or less complete by putting on the electric guitar over the top of that.
Oh, hey.
commencing to rock there. That little Boston there. My little Tom Schultz theft. Rock and roll band, everybody's waiting. You're on a hand now. All right, so there you go. So there's that. Now, this is the really horrific part. This is, you really want to have small children and pets leave the room for this. This, we'll just play just a short while of this. GS04, this is, see, because the thing is...
Now, we've actually got about 30 seconds of this
on
this cat,
We're really not going to play that much, though. Because we have to move along to Sarah's keyboard solo in a moment. But this is, so you want to hear horrific. This is actually, before it gets buried under layers of instrumentation, double tracking, and reverb, this is what my namby-ass white man vocals sound like. Go ahead and play the, this is my lame-ass attempt to be Robin Zander.
You're a brave man.
Yeah, go ahead and play this. Well, what are you going to do? Say that, you know.
Tell you a story.
Oh. I'm sorry.
You a story about a
is that the computer?
Rock and roll show. We had Santa 7th row.
You can just hear me at, like, live at Budokan.
You can hear the effort in your voice.
That's the sad thing, is you can hear that I'm really trying and that this is simply the best I'm capable of doing.
Took my baby backstage with a smile.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so there you go. So that's embarrassing. And then finally, this is the final piece we added. Amy Faust, by the way, should be noted, did some, you're going to hear some angelic backing vocals. And those are Amy Faust from Mike and Amy in the Morning. She's very good. But this was the final piece. This was the icing on the Gene Simmons cake. This is our very own Sarah Dillon.
My busting erratic out, piano playing.
Busting out mad skill tickling the ivories. Go ahead and play Sarah's keyboard solo. All right, see, there you go. See, that's not so bad, is it?
Eh? Why is this so embarrassing?
It's not.
I don't know. Well,
it's only embarrassing.
Your play was a hell of a lot better than what you were playing on, so.
That's true.
And it's still, and
my $20 keyboard.
They're all better than my singing. So, okay. So there you go. You've heard the component parts. You've heard the demo version. And now we're going to roll it, after which we'll be back with How Chicks Think, featuring Jolie from the front end. By the way, I do want to say, I don't want to scare you off from today's How Chicks Think question. I mean, Sarah's heard it. We talked to Sarah about it last week. It's a good question. It is just a little heavier than what we normally talk about. So, and we'll get to that. But, all right, enough of my yakking. Here it is. It's the brand new single from the Tim Riley Factor. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand back and give ample birth to this. Gene Simmons Took My Girl From Me is performed by the Tim Riley Factor on Hot Talk 1080. KOTK.
Oh, hey! Friends all say don't let her get you down.
Only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
See, there you go. That wasn't...
That actually turned out really good.
It wasn't literally the worst thing
I'm
ever.
Sure it would have been a lot better had you produced it.
I mean, that goes without saying, but, you know, it was really, really good. Much better than the click track that we started with. You did a very good job.
Yeah, don't butter me up. It's too late. It's too late for you to get back on my good side. Here's Sarah dealing with the traffic.
Eastbound on the Sunset, seeing no delays from Murray to 405, I-5 North. Excuse me, no problems from I-84 up to the Interstate Bridge. And both directions of the Bamfield are still looking okay. There's really nothing to talk about right now. So I'm Sarah Dillon. That's your commuter update on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
The Rick Emerson Show welcomes your comments, questions, nude photos, and death threats at Rick Emerson, 2000 Southwest 1st Avenue, Portland, Oregon, 97201. This is Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. Rick, about that song. This guy says, I still like the first version that Matt accidentally played. Much more pure. Kind of like the forum of the 68 Elvis comeback special. Yeah, it's exactly like that. Really, there's nothing that the Tim Riley Factor is like more than we're like Elvis in his 68 comeback special.
You are the king, baby.
Yeah, it's true. All right. Rick, if you play your song backwards and speed it up, it sounds eerily like Stephen Hawking on helium, repeating the phrase, Clapton sucks, Kristen is God. Okay. It's from James there. Let's see. Rick, I like it no matter what Dr. Bunsen Honeydew says. I believe that's a Matt Peterson reference. Does that mean I'm Beaker? All right, well, whatever. P.S. F. Matt with the business end of Sesame Street Snuffleupagus.
This F. Matt is brought to you by EditHere.com.
All right. Beaker sounded a lot like Miss Piggy, when you really get down to it. It's like one of those things you don't notice when you're a kid, just like you don't really notice how much Yoda sounds like Fozzie. It's the thing that only in retrospect seems really clear. Beaker always sounded like Miss Piggy kind of having a snit about something, because they both kind of had that, you know, kind of sound. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, Beaker. Up in this. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. Our good friend from the front desk, Jolie, for another exciting edition of How Chicks Think. How are you?
Why do you have that smile on your face?
I'm just thinking about Beaker. Beaker's funny. He's not as funny as the Swedish Chef, but he is funny.
Well, you know, I wanted to share something with you because, you know how sometimes, well, a lot of times you'll always read mean emails about me?
Yes, that does seem to happen sometimes.
And that really
just
makes my day. But today... today I got a really nice email, so I want to read it to you.
Okay.
Because, you know, I'm always right. So it says, Dear Jolie, your segment is the only reason I listen to What's-His-Name's show. I listen on headphones at work, and sometimes my duties take me away from my bench just as your spot comes on. So I brought a recorder to work to be sure I catch you. You're 100% correct every time I've heard you.
Takes him away from his blah, blah, bench?
Blah. Yeah, I know. I wonder what he does. Is he a judge or something?
Does he work as a homeless man in the park or something?
No, he's probably a judge.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, that makes a lot of... Yeah, that seems likely.
And that's obviously why I'm right.
Yeah.
And it says he's a little older than our target demographic, but... Jolie, don't let the bums get you down. Callers who give you a hard time, they are wrong. All of them. I've heard them rag on you day after day, and I just wanted to write you a note to let you know that you're right and they're wrong.
It's a good thing.
Your biggest fan in Salem.
Yeah, biggest fan. And you're huge in Salem. Also Belgium. Yeah.
So I'm feeling good today.
It's good that the homeless have gotten access to the internet in between bottles of Old Spice.
He's in Salem. He's a judge.
Okay. He's not...
You know, the city hall?
Okay. We're just going to move forward now. Okay, now I actually gave you and Sarah a heads up about this email on Friday.
Yeah.
I told you about this in advance. So I'm going to read this now. And by the way, I've gone through and I haven't rewritten it, but I've removed any... he didn't even put his name to begin with, but I've removed any sort of identifying traits for this email. So I've made it completely anonymous. I've removed anything that might have identified who it is. It says, Rick, I'm emailing about something that happened about 3 weeks ago. It's not the sort of thing I want to ask my group of guy friends, so I'll have to settle for Jolie, I guess. My girlfriend and I have been together for about 4 years. We have a great exclusive relationship and no real problems that I know of. A while back, she told me that she liked sex, quote, a little rough. That was all right with me. I was happy to oblige and things were great. Sometime later, she told me that she had a rape fantasy. She said it wasn't anything she really wanted, but that the idea of playing out a rape scenario, which he underlines, scenario, really turned her on. After thinking about it for a long time, we decided to try it. Without giving too many details, we acted out the whole situation at home. We did it safely, but it was enough to give her a huge thrill. She said it really got her off in a huge way. My problem is this. He says, my problem is this. I really liked it, too. It really turned me on, and that makes me wonder if there's something wrong with me. I can't stop thinking there may be something about me I don't know. I'm not sure what my question is, but do you think there's something warped about really enjoying such a thing? And then he signs it, no names, please.
Huh.
There you go.
Well.
So I was unsure about whether even to read this. So I went back through, and I took out anything that might have identified either of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked you and Sarah about it on Friday, because I didn't even know whether it was something we wanted to read. But
Well, yeah, I think it's... I think actually when you look on the surface, you know, and you look at the question, you might think, oh my God, you are totally demented. But actually, I think it happens a lot more than we really, you know, realize. And I think it's really not that weird for him and her to, you know, want to do those kinds of things. Because the truth is that it's really just fantasy, and we, not everybody, but we all like to role play, you know, and of course...
Do we now? Give us some more details on that.
I'm talking about women in general, men.
That's what I'm saying. Give me a...
role play. You know how you get the French maid, okay, you get the French maid costume, the police officer, and on the talk shows I've heard them, you know...
Are you speaking theoretically, is there like some personal relevance to these examples?
You know, don't even ask that anymore, okay?
I'm curious about these sorts of...
Some people like to do the animals, you know? Have you heard about the couples who pretend like they're animals?
Oh, so act like animals, not do the
animals. Are you talking about like furries and plushies?
Like tigers or monkeys they hang from their fans and stuff or whatever.
We're old school furries on this show.
Monkeys hanging from fans?
Well, I've seen it on the talk shows. I mean, I've heard about it.
Seen monkeys hanging from
fans? No, but they talked about their fantasies and how they wanted to, you know, some people do the animals. Or maybe it was in a movie, I don't know, but that's what they did.
Right.
You know, okay, and I know, I'm sure you've, you know, I don't know, maybe you are a little prude,
moving
but...
Moving forward with things
but
that are not about monkeys
handcuffs,
from...
Handcuffs, right. And tying, you know? I think a better way to say it than, you know, the actual rape word is, you know, she likes it very rough, and obviously she...
There's a difference, though. Now, there's a difference between liking it rough and having the full-on rape fantasy. And I'm not passing judgment, because I think... I think if we were to be honest, now this is just speculation. I don't have any hard numbers or anything to back this. I think if we were to be honest, though, I think a lot more people, and I think a lot of women, a lot more women have that fantasy than...
Why do you always put it on women?
Well, because I'm saying, okay. I'm saying because I don't think a lot of guys have fantasies about being in cell block 5 and, you know, suddenly Mad Dog Jenkins comes in and, you know. I don't think that's a thing.
Just like you don't really want to, you don't really mean to slap their butts. You don't really like it.
What? What are you talking? Are we back to monkeys
now? Let's
move
on. No.
I'm becoming awkward. This conversation
is taking an uncomfortable turn.
I'm feeling
football,
very uncomfortable.
You know, football, sports, penetrate, slapping the butts. You know, that's the word
that
they use
sense.
To describe going to the basket.
What do you mean
penetrate?
Going to the basket?
Oh my God, Matt, you of all people should know about sports and penetration.
And what do you mean go to the basket?
The hoop, the basketball hoop. It's called basketball.
Are we still talking about sports?
Yes, but you know, oh my God, let's just go, let's move on.
We've gotten completely away from the question. Okay, so the question was, The question was, well, he didn't actually say this, but the question you said, do you think that there's something warped with him? That's his word. Do you think there's something warped with him that he enjoyed acting out the rape fantasy with his girlfriend?
Well, I don't think actually that it is warped unless, you know, he has this urge to do this to other people that he doesn't know.
Yeah, well...
You know, out...
Yeah.
But I think, you know, I mean, healthy sexual relationships do venture into these weird kind of situations, or, you know, things that we might... But what about the S&M, you know? It's all about dominance and power?
No, I don't... But don't get me wrong. I don't think anybody here is saying that he did anything wrong. I mean, no one here is saying...
Well, I didn't just say that, did I?
No, but I'm trying to draw a distinction. I'm saying that they're consenting adults, and whatever they want to do is whatever they want to do. I don't care.
But
that's not... Okay, when we have
no,
to...
No,
no, we have to do a thing. Just hold your water, woman. We'll be back. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland. We'll continue on the other side. Stay there.
Live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.